Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Friday, August 29th. An alleged narcotics trafficker in Sierra Gorda was shut down this week after tips from the public. Earl Oxendine was arrested by the sheriff's office at home on charges of trafficking opiates, maintaining a dwelling and vehicle for drug activities and other felonies. He's being held under $25,000 secured bond. Sheriff Bill Rogers said Oxendine was arrested after complaints from area citizens about illegal activities. Look for more on this story on our website. Four suspects are now in custody for the July 6th gunfight in Whiteville that barely missed a toddler. Quandarian Gaddy and Jalen McMillian were arrested on charges of assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, discharging a firearm into a dwelling, and other felonies. They were taken into custody on Wednesday. Shamar Johnson was initially arrested a few days after the incident on five counts of discharging a firearm into a dwelling. Ramel Chavis was arrested earlier this month after fleeing to Robeson County. Look for more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. County commissioners will hold a public hearing September 15th on the proposed changes for the county subdivision ordinance. The changes were requested by the county board at the August 25th meeting due to concerns about lot sizes, density, and other issues. The text amendment that's currently under consideration increases the minimum lot size in subdivisions and planned unit development. County mosquito trucks are hard at work trying to control the annual invasion of the nasty little flying insects. The county is operating two trucks every day, and they have another one in reserve just in case. Health Department Director Daniel Buck said that residents with mosquito problems should contact County Environmental Health for assistance. Speaking of the Health Department, they will be hosting a food drive on September 4th starting at 10:30 a.m. You can meet the staff and find out about other opportunities while picking up some free healthy groceries. That's going to be at the Health Department office at 304 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. Today is the deadline for Whiteville Parks and Rec football and cheerleading signups for ages 7 to 12. You will need a valid copy of a birth certificate for each child at sign-up. See this story on CCN for a link or call 910-642-9052 for more. But remember, today is the deadline, so go ahead and get those young'uns signed up. The Columbus County Farmers Market is on the road Saturday. They're going to be at the Veterans Memorial Park of America instead of their usual location. The park is also going to be hosting a rockathon, and they'll be welcoming visitors to check out the new Veterans Service Center. It's also a good opportunity to take a look at the memorials there in the park and just reflect for a little while on those who've given so much for this country. The park can be found at 6354 James B. White Highway south of Whiteville. The Lake Waccamaw Community Yard Sale is Monday starting at 7 a.m., but some vendors plan to set up early on Saturday and Sunday. Participants will set up in their yards, driveways, and garages throughout town. Just look for the flags and signs. You can find some secondhand treasures and maybe make some new friends along the way. For more information, contact Ginger Littrell via Facebook. Monday is also the day many hunters have been waiting for, the season opener for doves. We have a full breakdown of the rules and regulations for dove hunters on our website under the Outdoors tab. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.